And we're back to this Outdoor Report with Mark Hervenin. Today, Mark wearing a hat for the Rough Grouse Society. Thanks for hanging around with us.
Not a problem. Always a pleasure.
And I appreciate you hanging around in our last Outdoor Report and telling us about the Birds and Brew Gathering from the Rough Grouse Society this Saturday, September 17th, 2 to 5, at the Ordock Brewing Company in Marquette. We're going to be talking grouse hunting, tall tales, eat some good food, do some conservation talk. If they have any questions about that particular gathering or any of your other events or what your purpose of the Rough Grouse Society is, what's the best place for them to look for more information?
Locally, the best place is to go to our Facebook page, and it'll be MIDUPRGS. So that'll be the Mid-UP Rough Grouse Society chapter.
Mid-UPRGS on Facebook.
Right.
Excellent.
That'll be the Marquette chapter. There's a poster on there. There's also posters going up around town. It's on the Facebook page for the Natural Resources Conservation Service, probably on 906 Outdoors also. You might see a post. Take a look around.
We got a couple of minutes here. I'd like to find out more about what Rough Grouse Society does for the GEMS projects. And quickly, if you could kind of just give a quick description, what is a GEM?
The GEMS project is the Grouse Enhanced Management Site. And it was kind of the brainchild of some of the biologists at the Michigan DNR, Brian Roll, Bill Rollo, who passed away recently, Terry Minzi. I know there's a lot of other people involved. But it's kind of grown into just a phenomena. And there are 17 total at this point. Five of them are in the lower Michigan. We're fortunate to have 12 in upper Michigan. And those 12 have over 35,000 acres of public land that you can hunt grouse, hunt woodcock, hunt rabbits, anything. They're roaded, however, they're not for motorized vehicles. So there's probably 100 miles of maintained trails that are
foot traffic only, yeah.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal thing. There's one, you know, not very far from here, 7 miles west of Gwin. It's right on the corner of 438 and Perrin Brothers Road.
Mm-hmm.
And
I was
one,
just there this weekend.
Yeah, it's crazy. We just had a dedication there this weekend, which I missed, unfortunately. Most of the work of our chapter has gone into that GEM site.
Okay. And that's the closest one to, obviously, the
chapter. Yeah, the closest one. The next closest one would be, you know, next door in Ralph and Dickinson County.
Okay.
But we don't usually, we help the Iron Mountain chapter with that, but that's not our responsibility.
Yeah, no, I understand. And that's where a lot of the funds that you raise, for instance, at your banquet, that goes to that type of project.
Yeah, a certain percentage of the funds goes to what's called a drummer fund, which then is used for those type of projects.
Excellent. Anything else you want us to know about the role of Rough Grouse Society and how folks can get involved?
Well, it's really easy to get involved. The best way is to come to our banquet, which will be January 21st, 2017. I mean, if you'd like to be on that list, you know, go to our Facebook page, like it, you know, get a hold of us.
I know you guys sell out really quick.
Yeah, and we plan on selling out even quicker this year. And we're going to limit the numbers because we really strive to have a really great quality banquet.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want to make sure that everybody has a great time and it's not too crowded.
Mark Hervenin from the Rough Grouse Society again this Saturday at the Ordock Brewing Company in Marquette from 2 to 5. Birds and Brew. Come talk grouse, hunting, tell tales, drink some beer, eat some food, and repeat.
We might even talk about fishing if you're in the right corner.
There you go. I appreciate it, Mark. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Adam.
This is The Outdoor Show.